KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have a moderate shower. It's 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, a high of 61. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. So far here in Atlantic, 69 100 7-inch of rainfall altogether. That includes 2,400 7-inch up to 7 o'clock. We dumped the gauge and start over and picked up 45 100s since 7 a.m. In Western Iowa news, an 18-year-old is scheduled to be sentenced next month for the crash deaths of two teenage girls in northwest Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports Trevor Fiotto of Clarksville pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of felony vehicular homicide. His sentencing is set for December 14th. Sac County authorities say Fiotto was driving drunk on August 23rd of 2014 when his pickup crashed into a car near the town of Breda. 16-year-olds Bailey Jacobson and Lindsay Quirk were killed. Both were Wall Lake residents. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs Construction Office reported yesterday that the Iowa 92 bridge over Little Silver Creek, about a mile west of Trainer, had been reopened to traffic as of Sunday evening. The bridge project used a unique accelerated bridge construction design, incorporating numerous innovative technologies, contributing toward advancements in project safety, construction schedule, construction impact, project quality, user satisfaction, and service life. The Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, says it's seeking applications from low to moderate income homeowners in the city of Elkhorn. Income qualified homeowners who live in the target area may be eligible to receive a 5-year forgivable loan to provide housing repairs. The funds are made possible by a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, that the city of Elkhorn received from the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Elkhorn was awarded $304,000 for the repair of 8 homes. Anyone interested in Elkhorn should contact SWPCO at 712-243-4196 for more information. All applications are due to the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund office at 1501 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic by December 1st. Iowa's largest utility is in the process of installing its tallest wind turbine in southwest Iowa from a new type of material. When finished, it'll be the tallest land-based wind turbine ever built in the country. Ruth Comer, a spokeswoman for MidAmerican Energy, says the company's first concrete wind turbine tower is under construction in Adams County.
All of our other wind turbines use a steel tower construction, and with the concrete tower, we're able to build a taller wind turbine and take advantage of increased winds that are generally found at higher altitudes.
The process of building the concrete tower will be different from traditional steel towers. Instead of building the tower sections in a factory and trucking them to the site to be fitted together, crews pour the concrete in segments and manufacture the tower on site. The new tower will tower over all others.
This concrete turbine tower at the Adams Wind Farm will be 377 feet from the ground to the hub where the blade's attached. That compares to 263 feet for most of our other wind turbines, so it's a little more than 100 feet taller than our turbines we have at other wind farms.
With the blades extended, the turbine will reach a height of 554 feet, making it about as tall as the Washington Monument. Des Moines-based MidAmerican is contracting with Siemens America's Onshore Wind for that company's first concrete tower project in North America.
We've worked on a lot of wind farm projects with Siemens, and I think both Siemens and MidAmerican Energy are looking at this concrete turbine tower as a prototype, and we'll see if it does indeed capture more wind from higher altitudes, and if it does, we'll look at it for future wind farms.
The concrete turbine is one of 64 planned for the Adams County Wind Farm. Construction should be complete on the 154-megawatt project by the end of this year. MidAmerican Energy provides electric service to 746,000 customers and natural gas service to 726,000 customers in Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Elsewhere in the news, the Audubon Police Department on Monday issued a report on recent arrests. Police Chief Matt Starmer said his officers arrested 25-year-old Elizabeth Renee Melby of Moorhead on a warrant out of Crawford County. Moorhead was subsequently released to the Crawford County authorities. Last Friday, police in Audubon arrested 44-year-old Lynn Allen Froelich and 41-year-old Tracy Lynn Froelich, both of Audubon, for child endangerment and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were transported to the Audubon County Jail and scheduled to appear before a magistrate. On November 9th, 19-year-old Tyler John Eugene Weitzel of Audubon was arrested for driving while revoked. Weitzel was transported to the Audubon County Jail and set to appear before a magistrate. And on November the 4th, Audubon police arrested 42-year-old Chad William Darrow of Audubon on a warrant out of Shelby County. Darrow was turned over to Shelby County authorities for processing. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a Greenfield man was arrested on drug charges last week. 43-year-old Robert Lee Reeves was taken into custody November 9th by Greenfield police following the execution of a search warrant at his home in a 300 block of Public Square in Greenfield. Authorities recovered drugs and drug paraphernalia, including marijuana and a crystallized substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine. Reeves was charged with two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance third offense, and he was later released on $5,000 bond. Last Wednesday, deputies in Adair County arrested 39-year-old Donathan Ebricht of Adair on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. He was sentenced to time served. And on Thursday, Greenfield police arrested 33-year-old John Lemon of Greenfield for public intoxication, criminal mischief in the third degree, and interference with official acts. He was cited for those offenses and released. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the driver of the vehicle being arrested on numerous drug charges. The sheriff's office reports Trenton Levi Jordan of Riverton faces charges that include delivery of methamphetamine, possession of numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia, possession of prescription medication, and additional methamphetamine. He was stopped in the 2500 block of Highway 275 and after an investigation placed under arrest. Jordan was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on $100,000 cash bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.